This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, headset. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right, but Mesher twisted and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in. And Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls with the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Modden for 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, he had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hello, I'm Jack Kramer along with Derek Golding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. We are at Lima Bath on this rainy, snowy Saturday. Fort Laramie girls away from home take on the Bath Wild Kittens here today. Lima Bath comes in with an overall mark of 5-9, 4-2 in the Western Buckeye League. It's a club that will start in this game today. A senior, a junior, and three sophomores. A very young team under legendary head coach Greg Mock. He's got, some 600 wins or so to his credit. What a coach he has been over 27 years. Head coach Carlos Siegel has racked up the victories on the Fort Laramie side. 82-83% winning percentage for Carla in her 26 years of coaching. Fort Laramie, the winningest girls program in OHSAA history. Lima Bath, I think, is third or fourth behind Berlin Highland and Tippecanoe. Bath might be ahead of Tip. I'm not sure of the ranking. But the two-story girls programs meet here today, and two longtime head coaches, Carla and Greg, 53 years of coaching experience at their schools between them. JV game, Fort Laramie leads 20-11. We've just started the fourth quarter, 20-11. Fort Laramie girls lead the JV tilt. Redskins 12-2 on the season, having lost two in a row to Ottawa Glandorf and St. Henry. Fort Laramie in somewhat of a funk, hoping to get out of that rut here today against Lima Bath on the road. Free throw shooting has not been good, well below 50% over the last couple of weeks. And quite frankly, the Redskins' offense has sputtered because when Avery Brandewee and Victoria Mesher are guarded very well, shade of the two players, Fort Laramie just has not had other young ladies pick up the slack. And Fort Laramie hopes this is a get-well game here today. Lima Bath defeated Fort Laramie here in the 2021 season. Redskins were a big favorite. Bath exploded for 55, beat Fort Laramie 55-33. Since then, in 21-22, Fort Laramie beat Bath 45-32. In 22-23, Fort Laramie beat Bath 48-36. And last year, Fort Laramie won at home at the Redskins gym over Lima Bath 67-41. So in the recent four-game series, it's 3-1 Fort Laramie. We'll return with more from here at Lima Bath in just a few minutes. I'm Jack, along with Derek, here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. and ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer. Jack Kramer here once again with Derek Olding at Lima Bath. We are late in our JV tilt, 2 minutes to go, and Fort Loramie leads by six over Bath in our preliminary game. Head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie pushing 575 victories all time, 26 years head coach of the Redskins. She has got a shot at 575 by next year. She's a couple of seasons away from the 600. That may or may not be a stretch. Got a shot at it over the next couple campaigns. Greg Mock, head coach at Lima Bath, is pushing 500. I may have misspoken earlier. He's at about 490 in terms of victories. 53 years coaching at Lima Bath and Fort Loramie between these two head coaches. So we've got some matchup here today. Legendary coaches, to say the least. It's a headliner game. Bath is struggling. As I mentioned, it's a young team. It began the year in Lima Bath with a losing stretch. Bath at the outset of the campaign did not get off to a good beginning, lost four in a row. lost three in a row here most recently, was beaten by Elida this past week, 49-43. Bath is, though, 4-2 in the Western Buckeye League. Fort Loramie trying to right the ship, so to speak. I'm one who believes there is something to be gained from a loss or two, especially if it's not at the very end of the season. And you can get things corrected over the last few weeks of the campaign, and that is the case. Fort Loramie has lost its offensive touch here lately and needs to sink more free throws. Head coach Carlos Siegel's team is not near the 70% mark, and that's where it needs to be from the stripe. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today, including three from Fort Loramie, which are with us every single Fort Loramie game broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and M&A Muffler and Tires. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here today, the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Lima Bath Wild Kittens, there are key building components for sure. Lima Bath hopefully is hoping, I should say, that Fort Loramie doesn't find its offense, because Lima Bath doesn't have a big output offensively per game on the season, averaging only 35 per four quarters of play. Lima Bath hoping Fort Loramie is off its game offensively once more. And Bath needs to get production, continued production, from its younger players who are showing signs of improvement. Important for Lima Bath to get the youth to plug and play here today and generate some offense. Lima Bath does not have a young lady averaging in double digits. Izzy McDermott, a junior, is at 7 a game, and Addie Rex, a freshman off the bench, is at 6. And, of course, Fort Loramie hopes to get Avery Brandewy back on the beam, and the two Chateaus scoring from the guard positions. Those are the big building components for these two clubs here today, and they open the doors to success for both Lima Bath and Fort Loramie. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney is on the air with us on scoresbroadcast.com. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. It is your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, Wisebridge, make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. We are experiencing major growth and are expanding our staff of financial advisors. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, Medicare and individual benefits, and Social Security planning too. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. 1776. Two-story basketball programs on the girls' side. Two legendary head coaches, Carlos Siegel and Greg Mock, go at it here today at Bath High School. We've got all the action coming up for you in several minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
The Fort Loramie girls are coming off a two-game losing streak. It's the first two-contest losing spell for the Fort Loramie girls basketball program since 2017, when Fort Loramie lost a couple games back-to-back in December to Tippecanoe and New Bremen. Interestingly enough, Lima Bath has not won two games in a row this season. Lima Bath a bit down. It's a young club. Fort Loramie did win the JV game, but Lima Bath's future is much better. In fact, one, two, three ninth graders are on the varsity, and three additional 10th graders as well, and they will all see action. Fort Loramie Redskins on the floor, shooting around to a right, Lima Bath to the left. Crowd filing in. Good contingent from Fort Loramie. In fact, a better Redskins crowd here for this game at this moment than Lima Bath. Hey, it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt. M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call in Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. You know, you'll be all smiles with the super deals on new and pre-owned cars at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on West Main and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always. You see, when Gus Geyer started Geyer's, he was smiling too, treating every customer with great service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online as well at geyersinc.com, GAIERS Inc.com. I'd like to remind you that here on scoresbroadcast.com, We are at Fort Loramie tomorrow for the MLK Classic, a big extravaganza. Six area boys basketball programs host games beginning at noon. And there are six out of the immediate area opponents, good clubs, which come in to compete with the likes of Marion Local, Versailles, Minster, Rushi, Fort Loramie, the host school, and Anna. We're covering games 1, 4, and 5. We're on the air at 11:20 tomorrow morning. Marion Local against Maumee Valley Country Day. Tip is at noon. Versailles and Jonathan Alder play in Game 2 at 1:30. Minster and Tippecanoe in Game 3 at 3 o'clock. Games 4 and 5 we're covering for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. On the air at about 4 o'clock for Rushi versus Tri-Village. And immediately following that contest, it's Fort Loramie and Miami Valley Christian Academy. That game will tip at about 6, and the evening closes out with Anna against Tiffin Calvert. That's the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Tomorrow, we've got you covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Then on Monday, it's the girls' MLK Extravaganza at Versailles High School. And we are featuring the second game of the day on scoresbroadcast.com. A tip-off 11:30, airtime about 10:55 in the morning. Waynesville against Rushi, the Division 5 Waynesville Spartans against the Division 7 Rushi Raiders. Later on in the day, Division 3 Bellbrook tangles with Fort Loramie. The Redskins girls meet Bellbrook in a 5:30 tip. That is on Monday at Versailles High School. Bellbrook Division 3 beat Waynesville earlier this week in a big SWBL Southwestern Buckeye League contest at Waynesville. 71-59. Bellbrook won it in a game that was played at a high octane pace. So Fort Loramie's in the midst of a challenging stretch right here, having lost last Saturday to Ottawa Glandorf, this past Tuesday to St. Henry, on the road here at Lima Bath today, and the Fort Loramie girls tangle with Bellbrook, a Division III program, on Monday at Versailles High School. We'll be back in just a few minutes here at Lima Bath. Redskins shooting around to our right, Lima Bath to our left. I'm Jack with Derek Olding here at Bath High School in Lima on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Locale Equipment is a Scores founding partner. We could not have gotten started back in 2006 and 7 without the assistance, the support from Locale Equipment, L-A-C-A-L, Locale and Jackson Center. It moved from L.A., California to Jackson Center, Shelby County, Ohio, in the early 1980s. Locale has been on the air with us for 20 years. And by the way, this month marks our 20th calendar year here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Locale has been with us every game since our conception back in 06-07. Thank you so much, Locale. Would not be here today without the amazing support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. As I mentioned, Lima Bath is only averaging 34 points per game. It's a rebuilding process here at Bath, a young team. They're trying to continue to improve the offense. Fort Loramie is trying to find its offense, which has been a little down and out the last couple games. 41 points in each of the last two contests against Ottawa Glandorf and St. Henry. That is not Fort Loramie-like at all. Redskins averaging well over 50 per outing on the year. So this contest is going to be all about offense, that's for sure. Each team trying to generate some and get on the winning beam. I'd like to remind you here on ScoresBroadcast.com that we've got a slate of games coming up for you right on up to the start of tournament action. We've seen the brackets for both Division 7 girls, Division 7 boys, Division 6 as well. And the contests are spread out all through the Upper Miami Valley from Tecumseh to Versailles to Sydney to Piqua. Even saw a possible district championship game for Division 7 boys down in Milford, Ohio. Who knows, Rushi could be there. But we will do our best here at ScoresBroadcast.com to blanket games throughout the rest of the regular season and through the tournament until all of our area teams have been beaten and are out. Of course, the Fort Loramie girls, defending state champs, expect to go very deep in tournament play, as do the red-hot Rushi boys, undefeated on the campaign. Rushi, of course, went to the state semis the last two seasons in Division 4 before the change to seven divisions and lost to Richmond Heights, a couple games that were mighty close into the early stages of the fourth quarter. We'll return with starting lineups when we come back. Fort Loramie section of fans down below is building. Despite the weather, a lot of folks from Shelby County made the venture up to Allen County here at Lima Bath today. And for those of you who are at home in the cozy confines of the living room with the fireplace burning, I'm Jack along with Derek, and we're here to give you the play-by-play and engineering for today's game between the Redskins and the Lima Bath Wildcats, known as the Wild Kittens. here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Well, the names you will hear often today regarding Lima Bath are McDermott and Harnischfeger and Mason and Faust, and McDermott is a mentioned, Clark as well. In a recent game that Lima Bath won against St. Mary's, junior guard Izzy McDermott pumped in 17 points, including two threes. Fort Loramie will have to spy on Izzy here today. McDermott also made four steals at the defensive end in that game. Junior forward Allison Harnischfeger scored 10 in that victory over St. Mary's by Lima Bath. And sophomore Marley Mason added 7 points, five rebounds, and two steals at a guard spot. Bath shot 50% from the floor. Lima Bath is capable. It's an improving team, and it hopes that Fort Loramie remains off its game here today. Fort Loramie averaging 54 a game, Lima Bath only scoring about 34. So, obviously, Fort Loramie, a prohibitive favorite. The Redskins need to be off their game, Lima Bath on theirs, in order for this to be close, you would think. Redskins due for a fine outing to get back on the beam, especially at the offensive end, being held to 41 in the last two contests. Avery Brandewee still up there at 18 points a game, leading the club in scoring. Victoria Mesher just under 11. 8.5 points a game. Maddie Chateau, Miley Chateau at just under 4. Ariel Heitkamp at about 3 per outing. Those young ladies comprise your starting group. Fort Loramie may blend in a few JV players here today should this game get a little lopsided in the second half, as you may see Fort Loramie extend its bench. National Anthem is upcoming. Starting lineups just around the corner. Lima Bath and Fort Loramie here today. We've got the Redskins game for you on a wintry January Saturday. Hope you are warm in the confines of home and enjoying our presentation I'm Jack, along with Derek Golding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Starting lineups being introduced here at Lima Bath for the home standing Wildcats, often called the Wild Kittens. Faith Clark, 5'2 senior guard. She's joined by Mara Davis out front, 3.5 points a game, a 5'3" sophomore. Also in the opening five, Marley Mason. She is a sophomore, 5'9 wing player, 5.5 points a game. Gwen Faust, 5'6 soft forward, 3.5 points per contest. And Izzy McDermott, a 5'7 junior, averaging 7 points per game on the year for head coach Greg Mock. For Carlos Eagles, Fort Loramie Redskins, Ariel Heitkamp, Miley Chateau, Maddie Chateau, Victoria Mesher, and Avery Brandewee make up the opening five here today. Redskins scoring has been off recently. The defenses have played extremely well against Fort Loramie, which won 12 in a row before losing two. A couple of legendary head coaches going head-to-head here today. Head coach Carlos Siegel pushing 600 victories all-time coaching at Fort Loramie. Greg Mock pushing 500 victories all-time here at Lima Bath. 53 years head coaching experience between the two head coaches at the respective schools, Fort Loramie and Lima Bath. 27 for Mock, 26 for Siegel. Here we go, starting the game. Opening tap, won by Fort Loramie. It is thrown down the floor to Maddie Chateau, low on the right to Avery Brandewee. Turnaround 6-foot bank shot, little strong. Rebound down to Lima Bath. Wild Kittens have it, forecourt left. It's Marley Mason, 5'9 sophomore, goes to the elbow on the left. Her bounce pass out high. Rolls away from Mara Davis, who does manage to track it down. And there is a tie-up occurring far side of the court. Lima Bath will throw in. Fort Loramie got the opening tip, so it's Bath's possession on the arrow. Outside the arc on the right flank, It's Lima Bath's Faust feeding left wing to Davis, who overshoots a three ball. Avery Brandow, he's got the rebound for Fort Loramie. Outlet pass down the left side of the floor goes to Victoria Mesher. Mesher on a weave. Top of the circle to Miley Shadow. Miley with a baseline drive from the left wing, pulls up from 7 feet, missed it off the heel. Rebound tapped away to Faith Clark of Lima Bath, who throws it up ahead to Davis, who drops it out of bounds at side court. We played a minute, 15 seconds, no score, opening period. Fort Loramie in the road red. I like these away uniforms. Red from top to bottom, black numbers outlined in white. Lima Bath, the home white, light blue and gold trim. Here is Brandwee, high post, finds Mesher down low on the left. She's wide open, could not get the shot to fall. Rebound is jammed over the inline by Lima Bath. Fort Loramie with a couple good looks here at the start. One from Mesher, one from Brandwee. Neither one would go down. Inbounds pass below the rim to Avery at the foul stripe. Swish on the 16-footer. Brandwee scores for two. And Fort Loramie leads 2-0. We played nearly 2 minutes opening quarter. Lima Bath quickly down the floor. Faust into the lane. Leaves it for Marley Mason on the arc. Deep right corner, it's Faust. Faust tries to throw to the cutter. Mason, ball is fumbled, stolen by Fort Loramie. Here's a long outlet, 3-on-2 break. Brandwee ends up receiving the ball for the layup. 4-0 in favor of Fort Loramie, 5:47 to go in the first. Here's Lima Bath against pressure, whipping the ball to Addie Rex at midcourt. And the handoff is made to Faith Clark. 10-second count is on. Whistle blows. Redskins get the takeaway. 4-0 Fort Loramie. We played 2.5 minutes here in the opening period. Ariel Heitkamp inbounding far side of the court to Miley Chateau, who is at center circle. Outside the arc on the right to Heitkamp. Baseline right to Mesher. Ball worked around the top of the circle. Left corner, Mesher, inside to Brandwee, twisting, turning, bank shot, off the window, rolled off the iron, rebound Lima Bath, Wildcats want to run, quickly down the floor, it's McDermott, hemmed in, far side, she's being trapped, it's knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 4-0 Redskins, 3 minutes gone, opening period. Brandwee with 2 field goals for the visiting club. The red-clad Fort Loramie girls, ball being inbounded by Faust. Top of the circle to Clark, high left it goes to Allison Stumbaugh, who's in, a 5'3 freshman. Straight away it's Mason. Mason on the bounce for Lima Bath. Brandwee comes out to meet her. Marley gets a screen, drives down the left side of the lane, hands off to a teammate, and a Bath player ran right through a Redskin. Offensive foul away from the action. Turnover for the Wildcats, and Fort Loramie gets possession with 4:40 left to go in the first quarter. Fort Loramie on top, 4-0. Izzy Meyer checks in for the Redskins, a 5'8 junior. Backcourt for Fort Loramie, it's Brandwee. Here's a long heave down the floor for Meyer in the right corner, and she cannot reach it. It's out of bounds. Getting set to inbound the ball in backcourt against pressure from Lima Bath is Allison Harnischfeger, H-A-R-N-I-S-H-F-E-G-E-R. She's got the ball over the timeline. Picked up on the play 30 feet away by the Redskins' Heitkamp. Dribble drive, Bath. 25 feet out at Stumbaugh. Tries to throw to the post to Faust. It's broken up by Fort Loramie and stolen. Redskins in a hurry down the left side of the court. Now the ball thrown back out on top to Fort Loramie's Maddie Shadow, who resets the attack. Into Brandwee at the elbow on the left. Nearly walked. Threw it to Miley Shadow, 25 feet away. Right flank to Heitkamp on the arc. 4 minutes to go, first quarter, 4-0 Fort Loramie. Ball thrown at the elbow on the right. Jump shot pumped up there by Brandewee. Off the back iron, no good. Long board to Heitkamp straight away for a three try. It hit the flange and kicked out to Lima Bath's Marley Mason, who sprints up the right side of the floor and coughed up the ball out of bounds. 4 points have been scored in this game so far, 3:40 left in the opening period. Victoria Mesher gotten a breather for about 90 seconds back on the hardwood for Fort Loramie. Side court across the way, Fort Loramie inbounding. The officials confer about something. I'd like to remind you that we've got action for you tomorrow from the Fort Loramie MLK Classic at the Redskins Gym. We're on the air at 11:20, tip-off at noon, Marion Local against Maumee Valley Country Day. And then we've got games 4 and 5 later on in the afternoon for you when both Rushi and Fort Loramie go at it. Raiders against Tri-Village, and the Redskins boys take on Miami Valley Christian Academy. Mesher at the elbow on the right, throws to the three-point shooter straight away. The long one is pumped in by Maddie Shadow. Shadow from downtown, uncorked to bomb. She had a good look, unguarded, set her feet, and popped it through. 7-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. And Lima Bath guilty of a moving screen as the Wildcats try to run their offense. That's the second foul here in the last couple possessions. In the last of three, I think, against Bath. Fouls away from the basketball. Fort Loramie up 7-0, beats pressure quickly down the floor. It is thrown to Maddie Shadow, ahead to Miley. Drives in from the left flank and couldn't get the shot to fall. She was open. Rebound down to Bath. 3 minutes left, opening quarter. 7-0 Fort Loramie. Bath has the ball straight away. Delaney Jenkins is in, a 5'9 freshman. Feeds a post player, Harnischfeger, below the basket, into the left corner to Addie Rex. Lima Bath yet to make points in this game. Bath has had very few shots. Fort Loramie's defense has really thwarted the Wildcats so far. Here's an attempt to drive by Stumbaugh. She's challenged outside the lane in the left, and a body foul committed by Fort Loramie. Brandewee back on the floor for the Redskins. Ariel Heitkamp out there as well. Fort Loramie has its original five in there at the moment. 7-0 Redskins lead it. Ball inbound in left corner for the three-point shooter. It's Izzy McDermott for Bath. It rolls off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Quickly up the floor, it is Heitkamp into the post to Mesher. Twisting and turning from 8 feet, and she banked it down. Mesher goes strong. Good move by her. 9-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Down to 2:10 left to go here in the opening period. 4 points for Brandewee, two for Mesher, three for Maddie Chateau. That's the Redskins scoring so far. Here's McDermott, left corner for Lima Bath. McDermott, a junior, goes cross-court on the play to Faust. Back to McDermott inside the three-point line. Shoots it from the left wing. Short, no good. Rebound put up there by Clark. It's off the iron. And Fort Loramie's got the board. Quickly down the floor. Ball thrown left corner. Deflected by Bath. Redskins recover. But a dribble is made on the end line. With 1.5 to go in the first quarter of play, 9-0 Fort Loramie here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Here comes Lima Bath into the forecourt after the timeout. Ball thrown low on the right to Gwen Faust. Her bank shot is no good, and the rebound is taken down by Fort Loramie. Mesher into the post to Brandewee. Below the foul line, spins, doesn't shoot. Leaves it back out on the arc for Miley Chateau. Right flank, ball pass to Corinne Holscher, who's in, 5'11 sophomore, to Mesher right in front, 8-footer, banked it too hard. Rebound yanked down by Faust of Lima Bath, heaves up the right side of the floor to a teammate, and let's see what's been called in backcourt, a foul against Fort Loramie. 52 seconds to go in the first period. 9-0 Redskins lead the offensive challenged Lima Bath Wildcats. Late in the opening stanza, ball dribbled to midcourt by Clark of Lima Bath. Picked up by Ariel Heitkamp. Clark down the right side. On a weave, handoff to Mason. Mason fakes left, goes right, gives the stump ball. Running one-hander high up over the backboard, but she was clobbered while delivering the shot. Allison Stumball, 5'3", freshman at the free throw line for Lima Bath. Three team fouls on Fort Loramie here in the opening quarter. And having picked up a couple of them is Maddie Chateau. First free throw by Stumball is good. And that's the first point for Lima Bath. It comes with 38 seconds to go in the first period. Second foul shot by Stumball. Rims in and out. Fort Loramie jerks down the rebound. It is Brandewee. Up ahead in the left corner to Miley Shadow. Down on the inside to Mesher. Good pass. Shot is up. It is too hard. Rebound knocked to midcourt. Bath's got it. There's a collision. And let's see what's been called. Foul, I think, on Fort Loramie. Heitkamp picks it up. 21 seconds to go. Opening quarter. Fort Loramie 9. Lima Bath 1. Bath inbounding far side. It goes to Stumball. Cutting back door is Mason, twisting and turning in the lane, and she banks it in. Nice play, Marley Mason. 9-3 our score. 9 seconds left in the opening period. Here's Mesher finding Brandewee, streaking down the lane. Avery to the rack for two. 3 seconds to go, opening quarter. Lima Bath tries a long 50-footer from the center line. Yes! Allison Stumbaugh pops it home. The freshman Stumbaugh. By the time she hit the ground, she was probably 43, 44 feet from the basket. Left her feet at the center stripe, swished it. And Lima Bath nets 2 field goals in the first quarter, and they both came in the last 20 seconds of the first period. Fort Loramie 11, Lima Bath 6 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We have truly gone local for you. We've found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. We've got Hunt Brothers Pizza, Happy Pies, Winter's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and more. Stop by today. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. Piping hot coffee at our new stand, a better variety of soft drinks, plus other special goodies at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Opening seconds of the second quarter of play. Redskins get the ball down on the baseline to the right. Jump shot is missed, but Victoria Mesher rebounds, eludes a white shirt, and scores a three-footer right in front of the rim and is hacked on the arm while dropping it in. Mesher's second fielder of this game, and Fort Loramie expands on the 11-6 first quarter lead to go in front 13-6. Opening seconds of quarter number two. Foul shot for Victoria is good. Fort Loramie, one free throw attempted. That one made right there by Mesher here today. Here is Lima Bath dribbling up the right side of the floor. It is Marley Davis to Faust. Faust in the right corner now. Goes opposite corner with a pass to Izzy McDermott. McDermott on the dribble, 25 feet out. McDermott bounces, gives it up on the play to Faith Clark. Clark 25 feet out to Marley Mason. Brandwee chest to chest with her. 6:50 left, second quarter, 14-6 Fort Loramie. Dribble drive down the left side of the lane goes Marley Mason, and there's contact near the basket. Fort Loramie got in the path of the driver, but too late. Defensive foul on the Redskins. Victoria Mesher picks up the personal foul. She's got two, and Maddie Chateau has two. A couple of free throws here for Mason, fouled in the act of shooting, and she knocks down free throw number one. 14-7, Fort Loramie in the lead. 6:41 to go in the second period. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Every time I'm in town, I stop by and have some hot food. Oh, boy. I love the fried chicken at Schaefer Market. It is outstanding. Drop by. You'll love it. You'll return. Schaefer Market, very appetizing, and love the new selections at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. 6:30 left in the first, 14-8. Lima Bath trails Fort Loramie. Redskins turned it over. Bath got it back. Out of control. Driving toward the rim. Gwen Faust. Scoop shot with the left hand. And bodies fly for the Redskins. It's ruled to be a defensive foul. And Fort Loramie just not getting set in time to draw the charges. Gwen Faust. Free throws coming for Lima Bath. Two for her. The first one is good. Faust makes it, and it's 14-9. Redskins' lead is 5. Second shot by Faust. She eyes the basket, pitches it toward the iron, and it's dead center, right down through the cylinder. Faust, a 5'6 sophomore. Very young Lima Bath team, which started a senior, a junior, and three softs. Here is Fort Loramie attacking, baseline right. Here's a strong power move from the right wing. Good play by Izzy Meyer. She cracked in from the right flank, used the window nicely, and kissed in a jumper. Here's Lima Bath down the floor in a hurry. Into the post to Faust. The pivot shot is good. Lima Bath counters. 16-12 Redskins. 5:40 left here in the second quarter. Long three ball, Miley Shadow, no good. Loose ball rebound, Brandwee cleans up the garbage and sticks it in. Fort Loramie gets a timeout, up 18-12. 5.5 to go, second quarter on scores, broadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Lima Bath on the attack. Midway part, second quarter. Here's a long three by Izzy McDermott for the Wildcats. No good. Off the back flange. Rebound Fort Loramie. Intercepted pass by Addie Rex. Look at her go. Sprinting the other way. Up and in for two. 18-14. Fort Loramie up four. Heitkamp, forecourt to her right. Swings it near side to Brandewee. Brandewee throws 25 feet away to Heitkamp. She's left open. Doesn't let it fly. Gives it to Miley Shadow. Back to Ariel straight away. Miley Shadow comes out to catch. Going back door is Brandewee. Good assist by Heitkamp. Layup is in. Two more for Avery. She's got 10. 4:32 left to go here in the second quarter. 20-14 Fort Loramie. Bath has pulled within four twice. Addie Rex, 30 feet out, hangs on with the basketball. Gives it up to Mason, top of the circle, and she started to make a track toward the basket, but dragged the pivot foot in so doing. Turnover. Fort Loramie gets it back. 20-14 Redskins lead. Autumn Turner checks in for Fort Loramie. Autumn Turner, 5'8 senior. She's got the ball outside the arc on the right. Throws foul line to Brandewee. She steps back and connects from 16. Avery Brandewee with six field goals in this game. Leads all scorers with a dozen. 22-14 Fort Loramie. And the ball is dribbled to midcourt by Davis of the Wildcats. And head coach Greg Mock gets a timeout. Halfway through the second, 22-14, Fort Loramie in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Up Lima Bath didn't make its first field goal in this game until under a half minute to go in the first quarter. And then drained a couple in quick fashion, including a three ball at the end of the opening period from near midcourt by Allison Stumbaugh. So Lima Bath fought back quickly, cut it to 11-6, 18-14 was the score a moment ago. Redskins have tallied twice on field goals by Brandewee to lead 22-14. Fort Loramie at the offensive end has the pass intercepted, taken away nicely by the Wildcats, who storm the other way, and Fort Loramie guilty of overguarding. three and a half left until halftime. 22-14, Fort Loramie in the lead. That was a common foul, not shooting. Three team fouls on Fort Loramie here in period number two. Lima Bath will inbound from the right of the bucket. Playmaker is Faust. She throws it in, gets it back. Faust gives it off on the play to McDermott. Now here's Faith Clark. Wants to drive down the right side of the lane and then throws it into the left corner. Ball is rotated on top to Davis. Mara Davis picks up her dribble. 5 second count is on. Davis back to Faust. Faust feeds a cutter down the lane, romping toward the rim, goes Stumball, threw it up hard, rebound, Brandewee of Fort Loramie. In backcourt to Mesher. Mesher up the floor to Turner. Autumn Turner's got it. Turner ahead of the key, gives it to Taylor Schmidtmeyer, who's checked in. Schmidtmeyer on top, outside the arc on the left to Brandewee. 2:35 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie up 8. Brandewee tries an elbow jumper. It's off the flange. Long rebound out to Schmidtmeyer. Fort Loramie still controls. Redskins attacking to our right. Here's Miley Shadow. Lobbing into the lane to Brandewee. Brandewee twists and turns and gets that one to crawl up and over the rim. Down through for two more. 7 buckets for Brandewee. 24-14 Fort Loramie, which has reeled off 6 points in a row. Biggest lead of this game, 10. Deep left corner, Lima Bath holding on is Faust. Into the paint, it goes to Harnischfeger. Out on top to the three-point shooter. It is dead center by Davis, but it snaps out of the ring, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie, long throw down the floor. Redskins are too far beneath the basket. Can't get a clean shot away, and the ball is buffed away out of bounds off of Fort Loramie last, and Lima Bath will bring it down. A couple more changes for Fort Loramie. Having come back in is Izzy Meyer. And apparently a substitution issue. As I look out, I see 6 reds on the floor for Fort Loramie. Redskins almost had Kendall Tennery in as the 6th player. It has been righted. Correction made. Fort Loramie with 5 out there after the substitution timeout is complete. A minute 50 left to go in period number 2, 24-14 in favor of Fort Loramie over Lima Bath. In backcourt for Bath, it is Stumbaugh. Gives it up to Mason, top of the circle. Brandewee checks her. Man-to-man defense, Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the left, it's Faith Clark, 25 feet away. Gets a screen from a teammate, Harnischfeger. Hand off to Mason. Mason glides down the paint, flips it up on the go, blocked away by Brandewee of Fort Loramie. Brandewee retrieved it, stormed down the floor, got to the rack, short of the shot. Rebound Lima Bath. A minute 10 to go, second quarter. Bath on the run. It's thrown ahead to McDermott. McDermott 25 feet away. Gives it up to Mason. Mason on the bounce. Leaves it behind her to Stumbaugh. Stumbaugh on the arc. Dribbles foul line. Left-handed bounce down the left side of the lane. Swivels. Shot it. No good. Long. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins into the half court with 40 ticks on the clock in the second. Fort Loramie up 10. Here's Miley Shadow. Throwing low on the right to Brandewee. Dealt the ball into the paint to Meyer. Scrum for it. Loose ball. And Fort Loramie comes away with it. Half minute to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie dribbling 25 feet out. It is Maddie Shadow. She's handcuffed and fouled. It's common. Fort Loramie will throw it inside court with 23 ticks to go in period number two. Redskins up by 10. 24-14 our score. Redskins continue to substitute freely. Schmidtmeyer back in. Izzy Meyer on the floor. She gets the ball in backcourt. Dribbles up and over the timeline. She's 30 feet away. Straight away, Miley Shadow. outside the arc on the right flank. It's pumped up from long distance by Tennery. It is short. Loose ball rebound slapped away out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 13 ticks left to go in quarter number two. 24-14, Fort Loramie leads. Lima Bath to midcourt. Fort Loramie in a zone to close out the second quarter. Deep right side, it's Faust. Three to go. Long three-point try, but Davis clangs off the back iron. And that is the end of the first half. Fort Loramie up 10, 24-14 over Lima Bath. I'd like to remind you here on scoresbroadcast.com that one of our fine sponsors, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. And Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. And we say hello to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's a motto at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. We'll style and make you smile. Owner and stylist is Deb Gubo. Additional stylists, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher, and Chris Siegel. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped accessible. Our experience, your style. We'll help you create it. Walk into Cutaway. Come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Halftime score once again, Redskins 24, Lima Bath 14. Halftime upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome back to Lima Bath High School, home of the Wildcats, who trail Fort Loramie 24-14 at the break. The Redskins girls have a 10-point cushion. Fort Loramie led in scoring by Avery Brandewies, 14. Maddie Shadow's got a three-pointer. Victoria Mesher, 5 points. Izzy Meyer, a field goal for two. For Lima Bath, 4 points for Allison Stumbaugh, who threw in that mid-court shot at the end of the first quarter. Marley Mason has three. Stumbaugh, by the way, has the three-point basket and a free throw for 4 points. Mason, three. Mara Davis, a field goal for two. Gwen Faust, a free throw for a point. Addie Rex, a bucket. And Izzy McDermott has a two-pointer as well. Fort Loramie led 11-6 after one. Redskins are up by 10 here at the intermission break. This segment of our broadcast being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. and also by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at HeiCamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at HeiCamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
And welcome back here to Lima Bath High School. Jack Kramer, Derek Olding, Fort Loramie up 10, 24-14 over the Lima Bath Wildcats. I like what head coach Carla Siegel has done today. She's brought up a couple of sophomores and a freshman. They have dressed. We saw some action from Janelle Siegel, who was in just briefly, 5'8 soft. Liza Poppelman, a 5'9 freshman, has dressed up from the JVs. Kylie South, a 5'10 sophomore as well. They'll be sprinkled in very possibly in the second half of this game, trying to give this offense an additional boost. 14 points from Avery Brandewee in the opening half of action, and the Redskins lead Lima Bath by a 24-14 count. We're seconds away from the start of our second half. I'd like to remind you that A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986, had one large customer then. Today, four decades later, A&M serves 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. And hey, if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions open on its first shift, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Well, we start third quarter action with a bang. Lima Bath runs a very well-executed half-court set, and a beautiful field goal was scored on the play by Gwen Faust as she barged down the left side of the lane. A couple of Fort Loramie defenders got there late. Faust made the shot, was fouled, and she's at the free throw line for a charity throw, which is short, no good, and the rebound is taken down by Fort Loramie. Redskins get in a hurry and throw it away at the other end. Here comes Lima Bath. Lima Bath weaves it on top to Clark. Faith Clark, 5'2 senior, quarterbacks this team. Wears number 2 on the back of the jersey. She's being defended on the play by Maddie Shadow, 30 feet out. Quite a duel going on there. Clark continues to dribble, finds her way down the lane, dribbles too much, and Brandwee deflects the pass, takes it away. Up ahead to Maddie Shadow. Pull up Jay outside the lane to the right. Is a beauty. Maddie Shadow hits 26-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. Shadow with a triple and a deuce in this game. 5 points. A minute 10 gone here in the third. With the basketball, Marley Mason near center court for Bath. Bounce pass to Faust. Guarded by Brandewee. Ball thrown to the post. Fort Loramie shakes it loose. Bath gets it back. Here's a blind wraparound pass. Picked off on the play by Fort Loramie. Good steal by Miley Shadow. She hits the deck. Redskins crowd thought she was fouled. It's ruled a travel call. Lima Bath to inbound right of the rim. Behind but 10. 90 seconds played in the third quarter. Ball entered on the play to Faust, and it's struck by Fort Loramie, and it's pride free. Redskins with a steal. Here in backcourt, sprinting up the near side, is Maddie Shadow, who is fouled. Bronx cheers from the Redskins crowd down below. 10-point lead for Fort Loramie, 26-16. 6.5 remaining in period number 3. Here is Mesher in backcourt for Fort Loramie. To Maddie Shadow, outside the arc on the left to Miley Chateau. There's a three ball by Maddie. A long one. Swish! Good assist by Heitkamp. Maddie Shadow on the money. Quick shot, Lima Bath, other end. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Maddie Shadow head to Miley, who took big-time steps. It wasn't called. She traveled, got the shot away. No, but a foul against Lima Bath. And Miley strolls to the line with two free throws coming. Maddie Shadow with a big start to the second half of this game. Miley's at the line, two shots. The first is no good, it's hard. Unofficially, that's the second free throw Fort Loramie has attempted today. Redskins are 1 of 2 at the stripe. Here is a shot being pumped up by Miley again. Swish, she's got it. 1 of 2 there at the free throw line for her. 30-16, Fort Loramie in the lead. Redskins led 24-14 at the halftime break. So far, the Redskins have outpointed Lima Bath 6-2 here in the third. And Lima Bath is hemmed in out near midcourt trying to run the half-court attack. Fort Loramie puts on the sandwich defensively. 5-second call. Redskins get possession on the far side. Brandewey inbounds to Maddie Shadow up and over the timeline. To Miley, left corner, Mesher. Ball high overhead. Ball rotated to Heitkamp. Baseline right, Mesher. Extra pass inside to Brandewey. Punched out of bounds by Lima Bath. 5:40 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie 30, Lima Bath 16. Ball lobbed into Brandewey, who feeds a teammate in the right corner. Heitkamp jumps, shoots. It skims off the rim. Good rebound, Mesher in the paint. Shot is in and out. Tough break. Rebound, Lima Bath. Mesher put it up on the iron. It did everything but stick in there. Lima Bath controlled the board. Here is Faust on the arc. Gives it up to Stumbaugh. On a weave, it goes to Faust. Cross-court delivery to Davis. Davis hangs on. Looks for McDermott. Now to Mason. 30-16, Fort Loramie. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Bath trying to probe the middle. Can't do it. Stingy defense by Fort Loramie. Stumbaugh to the top of the circle. Signals a play. Gives it up to the post, and Fort Loramie steps in front, picks it off. It is Miley Shadow on a run out. Down the floor to Maddie. Lobs over the head of Brandewey in the lane. Intercepted, Lima Bath. Here come the Wildcats the other way. Driving, shooting, one-hander by Mason. Yes, she got it to go. Defensive foul on Fort Loramie. Count the field goal by Lima Bath. Marley Mason gets the deuce. She's at the line with a three-point chance. 30-18, Fort Loramie up a dozen. Substitutions wholesale for Fort Loramie. Taylor Schmidmeyer checks in. Izzy Meyer back on the floor. And Liza Puppelman also in for the Redskins. I mentioned the fact that South, Siegel, and Puppelman up from the JVs were dressing. And we're seeing action. Three-point play converted by Lima Bath, 30-19. Fort Loramie in the lead. Redskins against Bath pressure. Throw it away at midcourt. Two bad turnovers, a couple straight possessions by Fort Loramie. Here's Mara Davis in the half court for Lima Bath. Starts a drive. Weaves out back to Rex. Three-pointer banked. Missed. Loose ball rebound in the lane. Who's got it? Tug of war. Jump occurs, arrow, held ball, Redskins possession. Halfway through the third quarter, Fort Loramie up 11, 30-19. Timeout is called on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Here is Liza Puppelman for Fort Loramie. Freshman on the floor, brings it up, dribbles into the right corner. Ball thrown to Brandewey at the post. Outside the lane on the right to a teammate who drives. Oh, she puts it on the deck. Right to the rim goes Izzy Meyer. Well done by the Redskins. Meyer, beautiful play by her. She has been sharp today for Fort Loramie. Couple buckets. 32-19 Redskins. Lima Bath has Faith Clark with the ball. She chucks up a 30-foot three-pointer. It is no good. Rebound Lima Bath. Maybe a double dribble or an offensive foul below the basket after Bath secured the rebound. Yep, that's the call. Turnover, Bath. Fort Loramie gets it. Redskins possession up 32-19. 14 points for Brandewey in this game. 8 for Maddie Shadow. Here is Fort Loramie throwing a long pass down the floor to Puppelman. She's bumped and she scores! What a play by the freshman, Liza Puppelman. Doing a good job. Caught the long pass, fingertip reception. As she picked it off about 12, 13 feet from the basket, made a couple of dribbles, survived contact, and laid it in off the window. And she'll shoot the foul shot to convert the three-point play. Nicely done by Puppelman, the 5'9", ninth grader. Good fielder by her. Foul shot coming. It's in the air. Got it. And the Redskins bench loves what it is seeing. Puppelman delivers off the bench. 35-19. Redskins up 16. Biggest margin of this game. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. Bath's Harnischfeger has the ball in the arc. Gives it up to Marley Mason. Mason picked up 30 feet away by Brandewey. The weave is on. Ball delivered to Stumbaugh down the paint. Banked it too hard. It's Mesher who gets the carom for Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Maddie Shadow. Quickly up the floor in the lane to Brandewey. She's fouled, missed it, got it back and scored. 37-19 Fort Loramie. Field goal Brandewey. She's got 16. Lima Bath to midcourt. Handoff on the play to Stumbaugh. Timeout called by the Wildcats. Fort Loramie up 37-19 late in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, with F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account, that dream is much closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate designed to help hardworking Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. That's the FM Bank Home Buyer Savings Account for new homeowners. If you're dreaming of owning a home, boy, the dream's closer with F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Final 2 minutes, 20 seconds, third quarter, Fort Loramie 37, Lima Bath 19. Bath has the ball in the half court. Sloppy pass, and it's picked off by Fort Loramie. Redskins on the intercept. Fort Loramie into the half court. It is Miley Shadow throwing baseline right to Puppelman. Puppelman gives it up on the arc to Shadow, right back to Puppelman. Ball thrown to the post. There's a turnaround 13-footer up and in. Oh, nice look. Well done by Corinne Holscher of Fort Loramie. She caught the ball, pivoted, and right away let it fly, knocked it down from 14. Holscher's first two of this game, late in the third, 39-19 Fort Loramie. Here's a wing jumper by Lima Bath. It hits the back iron. Mason threw it up there too hard. Rebound Mesher, Fort Loramie. Here she comes to midcourt. Storms down the middle of the floor. Gives it up, gets it back in the post. There's the double team and a hooking foul against Lima Bath. That is the team's fifth. Fort Loramie will shoot two. 1:13 left in the third quarter. 39-19 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins with a 15-point third quarter working, I should say. Mesher aims and hits on the foul shot. Fort Loramie hasn't shot many at the stripe here today. But the Redskins, by my count, have made three of four. Second shot, Mesher dips the knees. One, two, three bounces. Up and good again. Fort Loramie a little more focused, a little better form at the stripe here today. They are right on line with every free throw, four of five at the charity stripe. The one missed by Miley Shadow was in and out. In backcourt comes Lima Bath with trails 41-19. Fort Loramie has broken this game open. Standout defensive period for the Redskins, who've allowed just five. Here is a double dribble out on the arc. It's turned in on the play by Lima Bath's Izzy McDermott. And she knew it when she did it. Fort Loramie will pitch it in play. Redskins have on the floor. Holscher up ahead to Puppelman. Ball is knocked away by Lima Bath at midcourt. Touch last by Stumball as it goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie also has in at the moment Taylor Schmidtmeyer. Puppelman, Schmidtmeyer, Brandewee, Miley Shadow. And we'll check the fifth one momentarily. Here is Brandewee 30 feet out. Hands to Puppelman between the circles. Puppelman gives it up on the arc to Schmidtmeyer. Back to Puppelman. He's guarded nose to nose. Left wing Brandewee. She steps back. Tries to zero in from three-point land. Off to the right. Rebound Lima Bath. 30 seconds to go third quarter. Here's a holding foul on Puppelman of Fort Loramie. Bath will inbound far side of the court. In at the moment for the Redskins, as I noted, is Holscher, Taylor Schmidtmeyer, Puppelman, Brandewee, and Miley Chateau. That's the five. Ball thrown ahead of the key to Addie Rex for Lima Bath. Bath's been limited to five here in this third period. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie has countered with 17 on the board to stretch the lead to 22. A dozen seconds to go in the third quarter. Dribble drive down the lane. Hop, step, and a jump, and a walk. Not called. Give Rex the field goal. She'll take it. Here's a long three. Schmidtmeyer, Fort Loramie with a second to go in the third quarter. No good. And the period closes. Fort Loramie 41, Lima Bath 21 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted. Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports. Well, the fourth quarter starts immediately with Lima Bath in possession. Head coach Greg Mock gets a timeout. 9 seconds off the clock. Time back in as he sends his troops onto the floor. 41-21. Fort Loramie is in the lead by 20 as we initiate play here in the fourth quarter of this game. Ball inbounded by Lima Bath on the arc to McDermott. McDermott hands off to Clark. Clark between the circles, picked up by Maddie Chateau. Right flank, it's Addie Rex. Rex gives off to Clark, top of the key. Goes to the high post, handled there by Faust. Faust delivers to a teammate who barrels down the left side of the lane. It's McDermott's shot, blocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 41-21, Redskins in the lead. Getting set to inbound is Lima Bath. Ball thrown out of the arc to Rex. Ball tipped away by Fort Loramie into backcourt. Tracking it down, Lima Bath's Clark. Clark dribbles to the foul line. Hands off, elbow, right wing. It is Addie Rex. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Out of Clark on the three-point arc. Height camp on Clark. Now a switch as Miley Shadow comes over. Here's Clark trying to steer her way down the lane. Kicks out in the right corner to the three-point shooter, Davis. It's short, and Fort Loramie snares the rebound. It's Mesher up ahead for Fort Loramie. To Maddie Chateau outside the arc, right wing, Heitkamp. 6:40 left in the fourth. 41-21, Fort Loramie leads. Ball thrown high post to Brandewey. Left on the right wing to Maddie Shadow. Her leaner is short. Rebound down to Lima Bath. 20-point spread. Redskins up comfortably. And trying to dribble into a cluster of players in the paint is Lima Bath's McDermott. Heitkamp kicks it for the Redskins, and Lima Bath will play in below the rim to the right of the basket. Playmaker is Faust. Faust tosses to Mason and right back to Faust. 30 feet away, handled there by Harnischfeger. Good defense here by Fort Loramie. Dribbling through the top of the circle is Mara Davis. Now to Clark. Clark sets and shoots the three. 27-footer. It hit the heel. Kick to Brandewey. Fort Loramie off and running. 3-on-1 break. Layup is good. Heitkamp hits Maddie Shadow. Heitkamp to Shadow for the 2 points. 43-21 in favor of Fort Loramie. We've played over 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Dribbling is Lima Bath. Gliding down the right side of the lane on the run. Addie Rex pitched it toward the rim. Knew she would draw contact and did. Couple free throws here for Rex of Lima Bath. Clock stops, 43-21 Fort Loramie. 5:34 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Good comeback by the Redskins here today. They've shot fouls better. Had a little cluster of turnovers early on second quarter this game. They've righted the ship in that department. Liza Puppelman back on the floor for Fort Loramie. The freshman has scored three already in this game off the bench. We've seen both Siegel and South up from the JVs as well. Here's a missed free throw by Lima Bath, and then Fort Loramie hustles down the floor and gets it down inside to the post player, and it's laid up and in by Fort Loramie's Brandewee. 18 for Avery. She met resistance, two defenders from Bath, but scored anyhow. Here's a quick drive down the lane by Addie Rex of Lima Bath, up and in for two. She's having a nice game. A couple of buckets here in the fourth quarter. 7 points on the day for Rex, 45-24. Fort Loramie leads it, 4:50 left in the fourth. Ball thrown by Maddie Shadow inside to Mesher, splits a couple defenders, has the ball stripped away, a scrum occurs, and here's a tie-up. Lima Bath gets a timeout before the held ball is ruled. 4:42 to go, fourth quarter, 45-24. Fort Loramie on score is broadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Unofficially, according to our scorebook, Avery Brandewee leads the way among all scorers in this game. Avery, 6 points in the first, eight more in the second. A bucket each in the third and fourth. Nine fielders, 18 points for Avery. Maddie Chateau has 10. Victoria Mesher unofficially with 9, 3 for 3 at the stripe. Here's Lima Bath dribbling, too much so. It's off the kneecap of a Wildcat player, out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Mesher in backcourt. Gives it up on the play to Puppelman. Back to Mesher. Mesher up and over the timeline for the Redskins. We near the 4-minute mark in the fourth quarter. Bounce pass from the right wing down inside to Brandewee, who overshoots. Good rebound on the play by Lima Bath's Harnischfeger. Gives it up left flank to the jump shooter, who tries one, hits the side of the backboard. Shot wouldn't go, and the rebound is taken down by Fort Loramie. The player tumbles to the hardwood for the Redskins. Foul on Lima Bath. Miley Shadow checks back in for the Redskins for Kendall Tennery, who had been in there just briefly. Tennery out. Here is Fort Loramie up over the timeline. Ball whipped to Miley Shadow, cutting to the rim as a teammate, Brandewee. A good assist and a two-pointer for Avery. Well done by Fort Loramie, sharing the ball nicely. Two more for Brandewee, and coming right back is Lima Bath's Izzy McDermott with a short jumper below the foul stripe, dead center. 47-26, Fort Loramie leads by 21, 3:20 left in the fourth. Puppelman throws baseline left to a teammate through the hands of the Redskin player and out of bounds. Randawee now has a grand total of 14 points in the first half, 6 in the second, 24 the game. In off the bench, Puppelman's got 3 points for the Redskins. Nice outing for the freshman. Dribble drive, Lima Bath, it's Faust. Looks for help, tied up momentarily, 20 feet away. Gives it up to Harnischfeger. Ball dealt to Addie Rex, who dribbles between the legs, out of the arc, picks up her dribble. Hand off to Gwen Faust. Faust on the bounce, pushing called against Fort Laramie. We're down to 2:56 to go here in the fourth. 47-26 Redskins lead. Substitution for Fort Laramie. Izzy Meyer in. Avery Brandwee done for the day. She checks out. Puppelman out for Fort Laramie. Inbounding the basketball for Lima Bath is Sophie Jackson, 5'7 junior. Gives it up straight away to Stumbaugh. On the arc to the three-point shooter. It's online. Looks good from here. It's a little heavy by Rex. Far side rebound, Fort Laramie. Redskins bring it down left flank. It is Mesher. Gives it up between the rings to Maddie Shadow. Maddie on the bounce. Coming out to catch right flank is Miley Chateau. Foul called against Lima Bath. And we worked our way down to 2:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Laramie leads it 47-26. I'd like to remind you about O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. It offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We will grind your first 10 tools free. Typical turnaround a week at O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. And Victoria Mesher goes to work down low on the left, catches at the block, turns and banks it in. By my count, that's 11 for her. Scoreboard shows Victoria for 9. 49-26, Fort Laramie leads. A minute 50 to go in the fourth period. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi, always accepting job applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi. Experienced machinist positions available. Other entry-level spots, too. You can contact O'Reilly Machine Tool Services online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. Corinne Holscher back in for Fort Laramie as Lima Bath is guilty of traveling. Redskins up 23. Taylor Schmidtmeyer has checked onto the hardwood as well. Dribbling midcourt for Fort Laramie is Schmidtmeyer, who catches outside the arc now on the left after she gave it up. Redskins flip the ball into the right corner. High right is Fort Laramie's. Schmidtmeyer again gave it up, got it back, threw it to Izzy Meyer. Right corner, Meyer fakes the shot. Redskins just working time off the clock. A minute to go in the fourth quarter. 49-26, Redskins lead it. Deep right corner of the floor, it's Schmidtmeyer trying to drop it down inside to Autumn Turner. Broken up and stolen by Lima Bath, which starts to streak down the floor. Fort Laramie guilty of reaching in. 56 ticks to go here in the fourth. Fort Laramie up 49-26. Redskins will return to the court on Monday. A late afternoon game, tip-off 5:30. Fort Laramie meets Bellbrook at the Versailles High School MLK Classic. We are on the air a little bit before 5 with the play-by-play of Fort Laramie and Bellbrook on Monday. Here's a baseline drive by Clark. It is in and out. Rebound stuck up there. No good. Stumball couldn't get it to drop. And then Lima Bath fouls over the shoulder on the board attempt. 38.6 remaining in the fourth. 49-26, Redskins lead it. Fort Laramie with the ball in backcourt. It is South. South has checked in, sophomore. South on the hardwood for Fort Laramie. Kylie South, 5'10 forward. Ball thrown foul line to her. Now Schmidtmeyer, a lot of traffic, shoots it anyway, short. Got it back, might have been fouled, wouldn't go. Rebound Bath, 10 seconds left in the game. Lima Bath down the floor. Outside the arc on the right, it is McDermott with a second to go. Here's a three try by Lima Bath. It is on the way by Stumball. Would have counted had it gone. Shy of the mark, no good. And the ball game closes. Fort Loramie 49, Lima Bath 26. We'll return in a few minutes to wrap it up from here at Bath High School on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at reese.com.
Ruese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Welcome back to Lima Bath High School. Jack Kramer with Derek Holding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee today. Fort Loramie victorious 49-26. Fourth quarter was won by the Redskins 8-5. Both teams played a lot of players, especially Fort Loramie, in that fourth quarter. Liza Puppelman came off the bench, scored three in that third period. The freshman played well. Little action was seen by Kylie South. She was in briefly. I thought Janelle Siegel was on the court for a short stretch. Early third, late second quarter. Fort Loramie scoring went as follows. Avery Brandewee had 20. Maddie Shadow had 10. Victoria Mesher had 3 field goals, 3 free throws, 9 points. I had mistakenly put 2 for Corinne Holscher in the Mesher column. 9 points for Mesher. Holscher had 2 points, as I noted. Izzy Meyer, a couple of baskets for 4. A free throw for Miley Chateau in this game. Maddie Chateau had 10. Redskins with 11 in the first, 13 in the second, 17 in the third to break it open. Fort Loramie led 41-21 after 3 quarters. And as I mentioned, the fourth quarter was 8-5 in favor of Fort Loramie. For Lima Bath, unofficially, Mara Davis had 2 points. Allison Stumbaugh had 4, including the half-court shot to end the first quarter. 6 points in this game for Marley Mason, a couple of free throws for Gwen Faust. And Addie Rex didn't start, came off the bench. Freshman played very well. She had 1, 2, 3 field goals, a free throw for 7, 4 points for Izzy McDermott. Only 4 free throws missed in this game. Yep, only 4 were not made. And Fort Loramie, by the way, was 5 of 6 at the foul stripe here today as head coach Carlos Siegel's team wins 49-26 over Lima Bath. We'll return with more from here at Bath High School in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Our Clancy stars of this game today, Avery Brandewee, 20 points for Fort Loramie. Maddie Chateau added 10. Victoria Mesher, 9. Addie Rex off the bench for Lima Bath with 7. Clancy's in Sydney. Sponsors this segment of our presentation, our stars of this game. Brandewee leads the way for Fort Loramie. Rex for Lima Bath. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
As we close out our broadcast here today on scoresbroadcast.com, I'd like to remind you that Fort Loramie returns to action on Monday at the Versailles High School MLK Classic. 5:30 tip-off, Fort Loramie against Division III Bellbrook. Gets no easier for the Redskins, who lost the two previous games to St. Henry and Ottawa Glandorf this past Tuesday and last Saturday. Triumphant here today by 23 over Lima Bath, and then Division III Bellbrook awaits on Monday. It gets no easier for Lima Bath, which collides with Ottawa Glandorf this coming Thursday. And then Adelpha St. John's comes here 1 week from today to play the Lima Bath girls, who dropped to 5-10 on the season. Fort Loramie now 13-2. What a pleasure to witness this game today. Two legendary head coaches ran the show for each club. Carla Siegel, 26 years at Fort Loramie. She is pushing 600 wins. Greg Mock, head coach at Lima Bath, he is pushing 500. Avery Brandewee simply could not be stopped as she poured in 20 to lead the Redskins to the victory. Our next broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com is tomorrow morning, 11:20, from the Fort Loramie Gym. It's the first game of the Fort Loramie Boys MLK Classic. Marion Local against Maumee Valley Country Day. Tip off at noon. We're on the air at 11:20. And then later on in the afternoon, we've got contests upcoming between Rushi and Tri-Village and Fort Loramie and Miami Valley Christian Academy. Those are two afternoon games, games 4 and 5 on the slate. We've got coverage, 4:30 tip, Rushi Tri-Village, 6 o'clock tip, Fort Loramie and MVCA. We're on the air about a half an hour before each game. In fact, we'll probably treat the Rushi-Fort Loramie games as continued coverage, bonus coverage, one lengthy broadcast with very little or perhaps no interruption in between, since those boys' games are back-to-back. Thanks so much to Derek Olding alongside. Our online listenership was great. Many of you stayed home, didn't make the trip up north. Hope you're warm and cozy inside in front of the fireplace and you root on the Ohio State Buckeyes on Monday night as they play for the national championship against the Irish of Notre Dame, although I may be stepping on the toes of a number of those out there who are Irish fans. Final score once again here today, Fort Loramie girls 49, Lima Bath 26. Jack Kramer bidding you a good afternoon from Lima Bath High School on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.